I am Darren Varus, and today we are going to be basically debunking Steven Crowder and his 10-year-old video at this point, decade-old video, about the Canadian healthcare system, or what he calls universal healthcare. This is literally in the time period of when Obama was promising universal healthcare, which he never actually did. But yeah, I'm your host with the most, Darren Varus, and I am a member of the DSA, LSC, SRA, and a card-carrying member of the Communist Party. All right, let's get started.
Healthcare. Isn't it about time that we get on board? People have been praising that system for years.
In these countries, like, say, Canada, for instance, they live 3 years longer than we do, and that's in part because they have a universal healthcare system.
But if you don't pass universal healthcare by July of 2009, in 6 months, I'm going to use my power as president to take your health care away from you.
Canada has a single-payer system. The good thing about single-payer is the administrative costs are quite low.
Then why didn't you do it, Bill? Why didn't you do it? And hey, look, Bernie Sanders in 2009. Look at that hairline. Jeez.
Clearly, the United States needs to join the rest of the industrialized world with a real national health care program.
It is underwritten by the government. The people. It's free for everyone. You never have to worry about it costing anything.
So I decided to put it to the test. No, really. I went to Canada.
Isn't he Canadian? Like, Steve Crowder is Canadian, right?
Canada, the land of strong beer, funny accents, the slightly larger Cadbury egg, and free drugs. At least that's how the American media would tell it. Heck, even our own president wants to move us in that direction.
As president, I will sign a universal health care plan into law by the end of my first term.
Which he didn't. At all. Not even close to taking away the public option, also. Yeah. I mean, nice try, I guess. I mean, didn't really do what you said you were going to do, not gonna lie.
In office.
Which is why I've decided to go through the socialized Canadian healthcare system with a couple of my favorite Canadians to show you exactly what it's really like.
Hey, I'll live with you for a week.
What? No.
That's Tim, my long...
Why does he have a hat?
Longtime best friend and a born and raised Canadian. He likes long walks on the beach and Wu-Tang Clan. He brings the ruckus to the ladies.
Oh my god.
No comment.
And that's John, my other best friend. He just happens to have a Canadian Medicare card as well as a lot of free time on his hands, so he was perfect for the job. Now, it's important to know that this was all done guerrilla style. Unlike other filmmakers armed with full crews and scripts, we wanted to get true, authentic reactions and show you folks what it's really like to get treatment in a socialized healthcare system. So, the audio and video might be a bit raw, but you're probably watching this for free anyway. So shut up. All right, first things first. We wanted to head down to the local clinic and see what kind of treatment we'd get there. But it was the weekend, and as people in the emergency room later told us...
First off, clinics are private, and they have their own schedules. Especially here, also, in the U.S., where, you know, private clinics have their own schedules. They can pick when, you know, to not be open. Seriously? Like, I know, like, a lot of clinics, like, privately, that you close down after, like, 7 p.m. or 5 p.m. for most cases. Especially on weekends.
So I guess the clinic is closed on Sundays? Or
why is he looking around like this?
Weekends, it says. I guess we have to go to the hospital. Tim, time.
Did this guy, like, not look up, like, when the hospital's open? Or when the clinic is open? Did he just not... Okay.
Okay, so it's 1:06, and we're going to the hospital now in Quebec. Let's see what that's like. Come on.
past, super urgent. So, the clinics are closed.
Okay, this is just like, you know, you go to the ER in America, you go, tell them your problem, and you take a seat. If it's not serious, you take a seat.
This is we wait. Okay.
So, we're told to grab a number. Yeah. 770. I don't know how long it'll be. This is what? What'd you call this?
Triage.
The triage?
Well, so.
Okay.
This what does is that mean? Triage. That means we wait and we get judged by the nurse and decide how important we are.
Excuse me. Can you tell us approximately how long the wait's going to be?
2 hours or 10 hours.
So between 2 and 10?
No.
Oh, she's going to tell us? Okay. Thank you.
Until finally, we got to see the nurse.
English.
What's the problem?
I hurt my wrist skateboarding.
Can you move it?
Yeah.
Okay, first off, like, this dude, you can tell it's not an emergency. So, there's that. You can still move your hand and your arm. You should be okay. I don't get the whole thing about this.
But I get numbness just to make sure that nothing,
sure,
is wrong.
Nothing is serious.
Nothing is serious.
Make sure not to wait your turn.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I'm just taking the
all
uh-huh.
The
sure,
yeah.
Your relative in?
I'm his partner.
So let's have
his partner. Okay.
Waiting today.
So which days are usually the shortest or the longest days for waits here?
No day.
No.
Wait. What days are the shortest and longest? Okay. What days are the shortest and longest? Are you fucking serious? It's a hospital, dude. They have patients, like, all the fucking time. Okay.
It's always long.
Can I have one of those gloves?
No.
No? Just, I want to do the, no? Can I have a glove? For the reach your head, you know where you blow it through your nose?
No.
Okay. So no glove.
So weird.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, once you see the nurse, of course, you have to wait again for a doctor. And as a lady at
yeah.
The desk had told us, that could take a while.
It's been an hour and a half so far. We just saw the nurse. And they're about to send us to, well, now we're just in another waiting room waiting for the doctor. And they can't give us an idea as to how long the wait's going to be, between 2 and 10 hours. So now we wait.
Okay. Don't forget, this is also, like, all, Antidote. Like, it's all his experience, and it's just, like, for a non-emergency that he just made up. It's all his experience for a non-emergency that he just made up on the spot. Just letting you guys think that over for a bit about how he judges this medical system.
Keep you posted.
So we waited. And waited. Until honestly, I realized that PJTV doesn't pay me enough.
All right, so we just left the hospital. We had been waiting for, say, at least 4 hours. And a guy with a broken clavicle who was in there, it took him 5 hours for a turnaround to finally get his care. And they finally couldn't do anything. They just told him to go see an orthopedic tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So just go see the person that probably could actually go take care of you. Wow. That's incredible. It's almost like, you know, when you get surgery at a hospital, they typically tell you to, you know, go somewhere else. You know, yeah, a specialist. Stupid as fuck.
And there was another guy in there who was waiting 9 hours for penicillin, so considering that Tim had a, what we thought might be a broken wrist, he wasn't such a high priority, and we were not going to...
Wait. It wasn't broken. If he could move it, it wouldn't be broken.
Wait around for 9 hours today. But, give the clinic a shot tomorrow.
Granted, emergency rooms can always be really tough to deal with. But what if a Canadian wanted to get something simple done, like a blood test? Well, it just so turns out that John wanted to do just that. He wanted to test his cholesterol levels, but doesn't have a family doctor. We went to the local clinic to find out what he needed to do.
Just in line here for the clinic. Wait to get into the parking lot.
And of course, more long waiting ensued, but this time we came prepared.
Oh, man. Screwed up backwards.
Pansies. I spy with my little eye.
Did he just go up here wearing mass pansies?
Something that is red.
I spy with my little eye. Something that is
sexy.
What kind of humor is this? Like, this is literally the humor of, like, a fucking 15-year-old. Like, this dude's still, like, a teen.
Oh, found it. Is this real life?
Until finally, we were able to see the nurse. At least this time she was friendly.
So, why did you come here today?
I was looking to get a blood test.
No, don't do it here. No.
I can't get a blood test here?
No, if you're sick, maybe we can see if we need that, but no for it, like, CF or...
Well, he doesn't need a blood test here, he needs to get a slip.
Yeah, can I get a
blood test at the CLSC?
Okay.
And he doesn't have a family doctor.
Okay, because if we ask the blood test here, the doctor that prescribed blood test need to make a SWB, sequence SWB.
Yes,
Need to give...
Okay, so she speaks... some English, probably mostly French. Okay.
You need to be your patient, okay?
Right, but it's hard to get a family doctor
yes,
and he doesn't have one.
But the only thing that you can do is just call in the phone number. No?
I did.
Okay? And just ask how the clinic if they have family doctor and give your name to the list that they have.
I did that like 3 months ago.
Yes, but maybe it's like 2-3 years.
3 years to get a doctor?
But you're young, so you have the time. Normally, they don't have problem at your age.
They suggested I get a family doctor, but that's what I was calling for. And
yes, now you need to wait. So, or you go in the clinic privately.
Okay.
So she's literally saying, go to a private clinic if you want to be faster. Wow, so you have the option to go to a private clinic. Cool.
Is there one near here?
Yes.
That's where you have to pay?
Yes, it's $900 cost for you have a health checkup, okay?
Okay.
And with that...
$900?
Yes, $900.
Wait, did she just recommend what I think she did? Paying for better health care?
What if I...
Okay, first off, not better health care, dumbass. But, I mean, whatever. You still have to pay it here, too. Even for a checkup. You still have to pay.
Went right now to a CLSC and I couldn't just wait.
I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure because the doctor that they have there, they have the patient that they need. So
they don't want any more patients.
You can try, but I don't. And you live where?
Greenfield Park.
Greenfield Park.
Yeah.
So where do you CLSC? What's out?
There's one in St. Lambert.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can try, but I'm not sure. But they do. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you heard her. We didn't want to wait 2 to 3 years to see a family doctor.
Oh yeah, first off, wait, she said they could do blood work there. Is that it?
Doctor, so we decided to take our chances at the CLSC. Who knows? Maybe some Canadians get lucky, right?
Okay, to see a doctor here is between 9 and 12, Friday that we are closed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always Monday to Friday.
Oh, skunked again. Looks like we'd have to wait another day. So we managed to fit...
Okay, is this like the regular fuck? This is like a regular hospital visit. I don't get this.
...fitted in within their ridiculous hours, only to be told...
So you even have any doctors here for...
3 years ago, Longueuil, Candiac, Brassard, St. Hubert, none.
Why?
Ask the
government. Ask the government? No doctors, what, they don't pay, it's not enough money here?
I don't know, but if you have cash someday, you will have a doctor.
So some days if you have cash.
That's it.
Oh, well, I appreciate your honesty.
Because we went to the clinic, and I waited, and I saw the doctor there, and she said, well,
see a doctor here.
Or see a family doctor.
Go there, come here, go there. But there's a private clinic. Would you like to pay?
Wait, hold up. A government employee recommending a private clinic?
Yeah. Wait, are they a government employee or are they just subsidized? There's a difference.
So, believe it or not, after all of this, the lady upstairs, as you just saw, referred us to a private clinic. She seems to think that would be a little more efficient than the Canadian government, but...
For fuck's sake, dude.
As we said, that goes against the rules by which we're playing right now. We want to experience the kind of healthcare that Canadians pay for with their tax dollars. So, quest continues.
You know, maybe we were just the odd ones out. I've got a face with a lot of punch appeal, so maybe people might not be likely to give me the best treatment. So we decided to check with other fellow Canadians to see the kind of treatment they
other
receive.
Fellow Canadians.
Premièrement, c'est quoi votre nom?
Diane.
Diane, ok, Diane. Et c'est quoi votre histoire ici avec votre mère? Je comprends qu'elle elle avait des problèmes avec sa jambe.
Elle avait des problèmes au cœur, elle avait la jambe bloquée à droite. Okay. Ils ont passé par la gauche pour la débloquer, mais ils ont bloqué la gauche aussi. Fait qu'ils ont été obligés de couper les deux jambes.
Les deux jambes. Donc maintenant, elle a plus de jambes.
Non, non, c'est Steve.
Hey, let's be honest. At least it was free. I mean, because in America, you'd probably die waiting. Because there won't be no wait. You just die. You have no money. Isn't that better? Right? You know, you have no money. You just die. Yeah. Yeah.
Je sais pas, c'est pas, c'est une erreur. Elle a dû être opérée il y a un an, mais ça n'a pas été fait. Il a entendu, fait que...
Also, again, these are all anecdotal fucking examples.
Ça a pris un an pour eux.
Ça a pris un an avant qu'ils l'opèrent. Wow. Fait que...
Okay, wait. Okay, let me do an anecdotal. If you want to do an anecdotal, okay, I'll do an anecdotal. One of my friends wanted to do a... one of my friends... Going with anecdotal evidence here. Waited almost 8 months to do a fucking kidney transplant. This is after being tested, after everything else. This is a private healthcare system. Wow. Yeah, it was. And oh, don't worry. But he was the one giving the kidney. That was great. Which costs money. Second, the person waiting for the kidney also waited roughly 6 months before they even got to find my friend that had the kidney. That was worth, you know, actually, you know, a match. So there's my anecdotal evidence of how this healthcare system is fucking great.
Un an, peut-être qu'elle aurait une jambe en moins, peut-être, mais pas deux.
Fait que parce qu'elle avait besoin d'attendre, c'est peut-être la raison qu'elle a perdu ses...
C'est toujours l'attente, puis regarde, on n'a pas le choix, on passe chacun notre tour. Regarde, en bas, résonance magnétique, là, j'ai vu des gens en résonance magnétique, là, ils peuvent pas avoir les traitements maintenant, parce qu'il manque le stuff pour aller dans la machine.
So if they're missing the proper equipment, that's more of a to do with just getting more funding for all this shit, instead of anything else?
Pour voir. C'est une question de produit, c'est tout. Là. C'est pas une question de sous, c'est le produit qui vient d'ailleurs qu'on n'est pas capable d'avoir. On est en 2009. Là.
C'est tragique, puis c'est même plus tragique que tragique parce que il y avait des autres options si ça aurait été fait.
Un an, oui, il y aurait eu d'autres options. Un an, oui. Là, maintenant, à dernière minute, comme ça, il n'y en a pas eu d'autres. Là. C'était, on essaye de débloquer, mais ils ont bloqué l'autre. Puis, ils ont coupé même la jambe en santé avant la jambe malade.
Wow. Avant la jambe santé.
Oui. C'est vraiment, c'est comme ça, puis je pense qu'on n'est pas, je suis pas tout seul dans ce cas-là. Promène-toi là-dedans, puis il y en a beaucoup sûrement. Tout est gratuit, là. On va voir après ça les chaises roulantes, les ci, les ça, qu'est-ce qui va suivre, l'adaptation du logement, la chaise roulante adaptée, le lift, là, si on veut, la chèvre pour la transporter, c'est ça.
Et si ça serait possible, si on dit d'acheter l'assurance maladie privatement?
Si, OK. This is a leading question. Is he's literally asking, if you had the option to buy private insurance to maybe have her treatment more quickly, do you think that you would have? Here's why it's a leading question. It's assuming that private insurance somehow would have the treatment done faster. Now, if you would have also said, hey, would you have liked the treatment done faster or more quickly or more efficiently? She probably would have said yes. Without the private option. Because, I mean, Crowder can't debate for shit. And he does leading questions. All the fucking time.
Pour avoir cette opération en moins de temps, est-ce que vous l'aurez pris? Est-ce que vous l'aurez prendre cette option?
Ben, je vais te dire, ben franchement, là, en dernier lieu, là, quand je suis venu ici, si un an, j'aurais su que c'était opérable, puis que ça n'aurait pas arrivé, qu'est-ce qui arrive là? On aurait payé, je pense bien, oui. Okay. Oui, c'est sûr que oui. Parce que moi, j'ai un chien, là, puis je vais faire une prise de sang, là, chez mon vétérinaire. Là,
wait, the blood test for him takes 15 minutes and costs $10, and I have the results. Okay, it's a vet and it's a dog. It's not a human. Second of all, blood tests for dogs in the United States are fucking outrageous. What the hell? They cost her $10? I mean, last time we fucking paid was like, what? Almost $180? Some shit like that? Plus other tests? Yeah, I think it was like, last time it was like $300 for a dog to the vet. At least.
En 15 minutes, ça me coûte 10$, tu vas dire, j'ai le résultat.
Et c'est privé.
Oui, ben c'est privé, c'est un vétérinaire. Je serais prête à donner 10$ pour une prise de sang, avoir mon résultat tout de suite, moi.
Well, no shit, you'd be... Okay, I'm willing to pay $10 to have my blood tested. Yeah, but typically it wouldn't be that cheap if it was private. Like, it's not cheap right now to have my blood tested for $10. The fuck?
Ça désengorgerait, là. Un petit dollar, c'est pas grand-chose.
I was at work, and we were ripping down some stuff, doing some demolition, and I stepped on a board that had a rusty nail. And I went to the clinic, and I waited and waited, and then when I saw a doctor, they said they ran out of tetanus shots and to come back Thursday. I didn't go back.
What day was it when you actually went in?
That was Monday.
Did they know that you had stepped on a rusty nail?
Yeah.
Wait, he didn't come back in to get the tetanus shot? So they said, hey, come back. And so I didn't come back. Okay.
Told him I stepped on a rusty nail, and I guess that didn't matter. Maybe I should have sat on it or something to get their attention.
Now, hey, imagine paying like, you know, it was $200 a month for health insurance, or even $300 a month for health insurance that doesn't cover shit, and you should pay it after you get treated. And then continuous treatment. Yeah. That's the system. That's the best system, you know? That's, yeah.
I have no idea.
You mentioned that Hayden was pretty sick and you had to take her to the hospital. What was wrong with her? What did they do about that?
She had a gastro, and normally it lasts 12 hours for babies, but for her it was going on 2 or 3 days, so we were getting worried. She was very lifeless and lethargic, so we took her to a hospital, and we ended up waiting 7 hours before they saw her. And when they saw her, they just said she has gastro, and they sent us home. But when we took her home, her fever got really bad, and we were getting scared for her. So we took her to the children's hospital, where there we waited 2 hours just to see a nurse. And they ended up keeping us for almost a week. So at the other hospital, they just generalized her. They didn't actually look into her.
Wait. So if you went to a child hospital, right, specifically for children, they took better care of a child? Crazy. It's, that's just crazy.
Her symptoms, you see that she was really sick. They just sent us home. And that's what happens a lot.
Okay, so, but 2 hours, though, actually, that's really good, even for baby emergency.
That was just to see the nurse, though. And then we had to wait after to see a doctor, so. I'm sure because they see a lot
wait,
of
that's,
children with gastro that,
that
they didn't actually...
Wait. That's literally what happens with, like, here. This isn't... Even if the system in here doesn't improve, like, wait times here, like in America, but it's more affordable, that still helps people.
Listened that she was sick for more than the normal time for a baby to be sick, so, yeah, it happens a lot with a lot of people.
You have to see sometimes a specialist, a dermatologist. What's that like?
Well, basically, you would wait anywhere from 5 to 7 months, and,
Okay, a dermatologist, yeah, sounds about right, yeah.
It takes maybe maximum of 3 or 4 minutes to get diagnosed and get your prescription, And if that doesn't work, which in my case, I just went to clear up my skin, and it didn't work, so I have to go get something else. But it takes so long that it's kind of discouraging to make an appointment, so I just end up not making one at all. I would have to make one right away as soon as I saw that it wasn't working, but sometimes you don't know if it's working or not until later on, so it could take a good year and a half to actually get the right kind of medicine for what you're needing.
Dermatology. This dude have like acne or something?
There are millions of other stories like these out there.
There are millions of, okay. There are millions of people that have stories like this. Then there are there's like a few hundred thousand people. Probably more than that, right? Millions of people in America that either cannot afford healthcare, overpay for healthcare, or just with stories of incompetent fucking doctors in America that are overworked in America. Like, the burnout is real, but look at this motherfucker. Like, there's stories here. That's all they are. They're stories. They're anecdotal fucking evidence. And it's anecdotal, whatever. Stories that have no bearing on anything.
Consider that the average wait time to see a specialist in Canada is 17.3 weeks, and that as of 2008, over 2.8% of the country's population are on waiting lists to receive special treatment, and there are bound to be a few unhappy campers.
Okay, compare that to what, the U.S.? You gonna do that? Come on, you gonna do it? Come on.
Truth is that these horror stories...
You're not gonna compare, okay, oh, you're not gonna compare it to the U.S. Why won't you compare it to the U.S.? Is there a reason? Is it because it doesn't fit your narrative, or what? I don't get it.
These are so common because the Canadian healthcare system is overburdened, and because of its inefficiency.
Oh, it's overburdened. Then maybe have more funding for it. Wait, if it's overburdened, that means a lot of people are seeking service for it, right? Okay, then it's doing its job of people seeking service for it. Because if they didn't have it, would that mean what exactly? That, oh, hey, if I have $300,000 and I can just go and get me good healthcare, right? Let's get me some of that good healthcare right now. You know, have all that fucking money and give me some nice fucking healthcare. Woo! Be really good, you know? I mean, like, hey, who cares about if the poor people could afford healthcare or not? As long as I can get my own, it's fucking fine, right? As long as I get my own, it's fucking fine. Yeah, okay.
Is underfunded. To keep healthcare spending to a
minimum... Oh, it's underfunded. Yeah, it's underfunded. No shit.
Minimum. They have to ration it.
Oh, then don't keep spending to a minimum.
But at least it's free, right? Well...
Combine local and federal tax burden... Okay, this is local and federal tax, Quebec and California. Okay. What does this have to do with anything?
Well, not really when you take into account the average income tax that someone in Quebec, Canada would have to
pay. Okay, and then what about all the fucking bills you have to pay for private insurance? Are you a fucking moron? Like, seriously? This guy's a fucking moron. Yeah, you know, it's nothing like, you know, state, local taxes for the U.S. plus, you know, private health insurance, like co-pays and shit, and, you know, everything else to deal with it, plus the actual fucking care. If you ever actually decide to go to see your fucking doctor, or decide to go to see anything else in between. Because, I mean, we still pay for fucking dental, vision, and medical. I mean, hey, I need to fucking pay to go see my time to go fucking see if my vision actually is still good, right? To go fucking pay for getting my fucking vision checked out. Just so I can fucking see. Just so I can have the gift of sight in America. I have to go pay for that shit. Just so I can be a functional fucking person and actually have some fucking shit going on for me. This is fucking ridiculous. Okay.
These numbers look ridiculous? They should. The truth is that a huge amount of tax is required to keep this system afloat because, like all government programs, it's proven to be terribly inefficient. Even Claude Castonguay, the man who headed the government...
Wait, okay, then let me do a... let me do this real quick. Okay. Let me do my thing. If that is so inefficient, then why do we have people traveling to go get insulin to Canada from America? Is it because insulin in America is fucking overpriced? It's because a bunch of big pharma has, you know, copyrights and patents on medical surgeries and medicine. I mean, it would be better if we could just get everything, you know, generic. Or, you know, some drugs be foreignly produced, you know, in the U.S., produced in the U.S. I mean, wouldn't that be better?
The commission in Quebec that led to creating this system has declared it a crisis and has acknowledged the need to eliminate the government monopoly on healthcare through allowing more...
Wait. Government monopoly, but they still have private clinics. They have private clinics, but it's a government monopoly. Makes total fucking sense.
Privatization. So while we're heading their way, Canada is starting to head ours. Oh, I almost forgot. The sales tax in Quebec is always over 12% and actually over 15% in some of the other provinces. Actually, it's worse than that.
Actually.
See, in Canada, there's a federal GST, which right now has been thankfully reduced to 5%. Then each province adds their own provincial tax, like the Quebec QST, which is a little under 8% here. The problem is that the provincial tax is only added on top of the goods or services after the 5% GST has been totaled. So you're essentially taxed on tax.
Okay, wait, what does this have to do with... Okay, how does this tax relate to the healthcare costs for the program? Because I can name a lot of taxes in America that don't correlate to most things besides property tax. That should be going to schools, but I'm not going to use that tax as an example of being overtaxed for sidewalks, for example, or for roads. Like, no, that's stupid, dude.
Taxed on paying taxes?
What? I mean, hey, Faber does that. I mean, it's a sales tax from the restaurant on top of the sales tax of the delivery fee. Yeah. And I think Uber does that. Uber Eats also does that too. It's stupid.
What? Really? Well, you know, I guess it's not really fair to just look at numbers and statistics. Because as everybody knows, socialism creates a safety net that allows...
Wait, it's not... Not enough to look at statistics. You're not looking... I didn't say any so fucking statistics for who gets care, how many people are not taken care of. You haven't shown any of that yet. You got 3 minutes in the video. So.
How's for poor people to have a higher quality of living in all other areas of life, right?
How much is a sub?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, it should be an outcome. It should be a goal for everybody's society.
In the States.
$5 foot long.
See, you know the jingle.
I thought it was six.
Varies.
So what would the theme song be here?
$8.99 foot long.
Wait, they also have a different fucking currency than we do. What the fuck are you talking about? Their currency is different than ours. Is he comparing the $5 foot long to a different currency? Is he not doing currency conversion?
Actually, going back to Canada, I noticed that everything, even before taxes, was far...
Is he not doing a currency conversion?
...more expensive. Just compare the Subway sandwich shop receipt to what you'd pay in the United States.
Okay, so that's 1888 US. Let's go back.
To what you'd pay in the United States.
1888. Okay, 1888, right? It's 1888. He's saying that's what I would pay in the States right now if I would go to my local Subway. And they're paying $23.41 even though that's not USD. That's not USD. Yeah, it didn't even do a conversion rate.
The truth is that everything seemed more expensive in Canada. It wasn't uncommon to find things with a 30, 40, or even 50% higher price tag than in the United States.
Well, at least gas is cheap. Yeah, when I left, it was, I don't know, in California, it was close to $3 a gallon.
That's liters.
It's what?
Liters.
It's liters?
Liters.
Okay, so the average price of gasoline in the USA at the time of this filming was just shy of $2.64. Fitting 3.79 liters into a gallon would average the Canadian gas price somewhere around $3.83. All right.
Okay, other countries have higher gas and lower gas than us. That doesn't do anything. Right now, this time of recording, and the gas right now at my local convenience store was $1.59 per gallon. Woo! Woo.
Getting long, and all this math is getting boring. Because math is for suckers, folks. So we decided to...
Math is for suckers! I should use it if I ever debate this guy. I'm just going to say math is for suckers, folks.
Take the rest of the day off and celebrate...
Canada Day!
July 1st is Canada Day!
About Canada, sir.
Fine. This Canada is beautiful. But hey.
Dude, honestly, this looks like a shorter version of one of my uncles. Like the glasses and everything, yeah.
I think you said it's a beautiful country. And something about a planter's wart. You got the horses going? Go Canada.
Was good time.
So people have pride, patriotism in Canada. That's great. I mean, right?
All right, so now we know about the socialized healthcare system, and I know what you're asking. Well, what would be wrong with having both socialized and privatized at the same time? Well, the problem with that is that you end up creating a two-tiered system where the only people who can get decent healthcare are the super rich.
He's partially right about this, actually. Here's why this wouldn't work. This is why I, personally, I'm not in favor of what was Pete's fucking thing. Medicare for all who want it. Well, typically, it's because the rich still get out of paying taxes. That's what happens. And no, they'll basically hire their own private doctors and everybody else, right? Their own private, you know, little fucking doctors from the best in the world to work on them. I mean, they get the best in best care. They could get the best care in the world, right? Right. Whereas the, you know, regular people like you and me would probably just get, you know, a college grad, you know, fresh out of medical school. I mean, no problem with that. Just, yeah.
Now you remember what the nurse at the clinic told us?
$900.
$900 for
you have a health checkup.
And with all of the,
I mean, how much my checkup? I think my checkup was 120. I think 150 maybe last time I checked.
Income tax.
And that's subsidized by the university.
Tax and ridiculous sales tax and expensive cost of living.
Poor
and middle class in Quebec don't have that kind of money to burn. The rich.
Wait, they don't have that kind of money to burn. And you think someone in America that is probably roughly around the same socioeconomic situation has money to burn for a fucking emergency or a fucking anything that's related to medicine? That's not just fucking bought over the store counter?
Always be able to afford the privatized better health care. Whereas the average Canadian is going to have to continue to wade through an ever-deteriorating system that they pay for.
Then don't have private clinics.
Or whether they want to or not.
Wait. They have to wait? No, you just... Wait. They have to wait. Okay. Whether they want to or not. Well, okay. In that case, same could be said about our healthcare system. people either wait or they die here. That's how it goes. You either got enough money and you're waiting, right? Or you're gonna die and you can't even afford to wait. You're waiting for death. That's your fucking only wait.
If they want privatized healthcare, that would be comparable to an American having to pay for two separate private insurance plans. See, when you remove choice from the equation, it's always the...
Yeah, but they also said they could go to basically any fucking, provider of healthcare. I don't see how this, problem, dude. They go to any fucking provider of healthcare. That's a choice. In America, you have to go within your network. You have to go, at certain times to see certain doctors. You have to go, if you're out of your network, sometimes if you're out of state, your healthcare plan doesn't work, dude. Like, does that not seem like a problem? It's the stupidest fucking argument ever.
Middle class who gets piped. So do you still think that Obama is moving us in the...
Again, this guy has a sense of humor of, like, a teenager.
...right direction here? Be sure to let me know what you think below. Now, on the other hand, if you're actually concerned about the state of socialization that's coming our way...
Socialization.
...pass this along and take an active role by writing letters to your congressmen and women.
Oh, yes, and you know what? Hey, you should, take this time to write letters to your congressmen. 4. Medicare for all. Single-payer healthcare. Seriously, do it. But hey, great video. I love it. See y'all. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. Follow. Hit that bell for notifications. Do anything that you like. Leave a comment below if you are for or against Medicare for All. Put a like or dislike on this video if you like Steve. Hey, about this. Put a like on the video if you like Steven Crowder. Put a like on the video if you dislike Steven Crowder. Hey, because if you put a like, that means I can make more content about Steven Crowder. So you can see him even more. Alright, see you around.